sign says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Once again, I will put down my fishing pole and leave the catfish alone up here in North Dakota, due north of the base of the Republic Broadcasting Network in Round Rock, Texas. Yeah, two great states, Texas and North Dakota, very similar in many ways. A lot of flat space, a lot of great people, a lot of willingness to fight for freedom. Anyway, this is the Trump Phenomenon Fighting for Freedom show with James Kelso, your host, here on Tuesday, September 20th, 2022. And I'll tell you, in one of these shows, I'm so bad with dates, there'll probably be a show where I'll announce a date and I'll be in the wrong century. I have lived most of my life in the 20th century. I remember it well. And a lot of what I do on this show is to compare and contrast, Kelso, what it was like in mid-20th century America to what we're being offered right now, via what is being forced upon us. Here we are. Let's see. We're live. Of course, you can always tell from my screw-ups that the show is live. I hope that's part of the charm for the show. And thank you for joining us. And you can participate by calling in at our now traditional phone number, 512-248-8252. And I hope a couple of you will. Now, yesterday, I missed the story. I mean, it was fine what I was talking about, except I was talking instead of Donald Trump. I think most of you would rather hear Donald Trump. But I also missed the story, which was one being made by Donald Trump, and I didn't catch it. I had to reread the news a couple of times, and I listened to the Trump rally on Saturday. I listened to that twice now since we talked yesterday. And here he goes again. Let me reach down here under the desk and get my pom-poms up. I ought to get a pair of I don't think I have any pom-pom. My daughter might have a pom-pom. I ought to get a pom-pom and then shake it in the microphone for a sound effect in the way that Rush Limbaugh. This is the greatest sound effect ever in the history of radio. Limbaugh's sound effect that he did with, I don't have one here. There's a peculiar sound to the paper of newspapers. And what Limbaugh would do is crumple the newspaper a little bit as he was going to read a story. Brilliant, brilliant. It just, you were right there with Grandpa reading the news from his easy chair in the living room. It was wonderful. So I ought to get a pom-pom sound effect, I think. I don't think I'll ever compete with Rush Limbaugh. I can admire him. And I think from his perch in heaven, once in a while, I think Rush Limbaugh might tune into a few moments of what we're doing here. And I'll tell you this, he endorses everything that we're doing here. So I missed the story yesterday, which was some posts that Donald Trump put up on Truth Social, his own website. Thank God, his own website now. He can't be censored. He can't be canceled. He put some posts up that were very, very important, and I just didn't grab it. So let me read those to you now. Let me go with that now. Let me find it. Here it is. I just go right over to my always up and running truthsocial.com. And here is, these are things he posted yesterday. Let me find them. Everything's wonderful he posts, but I'll just grab them as I see them here. Find it. There are a couple. He talks about, yes, no, I missed this. Donald Trump on Sunday. It was either Sunday or Monday. He arrived in Florida for the first time since leaving Mar-a-Lago, since before the FBI goon raid on his home. That's what this is going to be. Let this sink in. His home, his private castle. He arrived there. And now just visualize the scene, ladies and gentlemen. He's walking into his house. The scene where, which was just ransacked, you know, a couple weeks earlier. And I'm imagining he probably told his staff, just leave it the way it is. I want to see what they did. Don't clean it up. Don't hide what they did. Just leave it the way it is. He walks in. And now you're going to hear his reaction. And this was the story yesterday. Donald Trump's emotional, intellectual reaction to one of the worst, most vicious, vile, anti-American, communist raids in world history. Here's what he wrote. He wrote this one day ago, and I missed it yesterday. Arrived in Florida last night and had a long and detailed chance to check out the scene of yet another government crime, the FBI's raid and break-in of my home, Mar-a-Lago. I guess they don't think there is a Fourth Amendment anymore, and to them, there isn't. In any event, after what they have done, now let this sink in. This is what I missed. After what they have done, the place will never be the same. Now think of times in your life, folks, where you've had that emotion that he's feeling right there. You felt it when you returned to some scene or some memory where so much of what you loved and valued had been destroyed that it could never be the same again. The place will never be the same. It was ransacked and in far different condition than the way I left it. Many agents, and they didn't even take off their shoes in my bedroom. Nice. Wow. That was the one I missed yesterday. And there are several things you can read out of that. You can read how enraged Donald Trump is, how furious he is at the communists, and how clearly, you know, with FBI shoe, dirty shoe prints from these dirty people all over his bedroom, all over Barron's bedroom, his little boy, who's like 6'5" or something, his boy, who's only, I think, 15 or 16, 16, I think. His little boy's room, plowed through. His wife's underwear. You better believe it'll never be the same. And there are many things that'll never be the same. Not only Mar-a-Lago, but his, what he's ready to do, what he's willing to do now. Oh, they screwed up, these FBI agents. They screwed up big time. None of them will be working at the FBI when Donald Trump's elected. None of them. He will fire every damn single one of them. And if he's not able to fire them, he'll assign them to fish and game, counting catfish in the Red River up in North Dakota. Now, let's see. There may be a couple others here. Well, that's the one. That is the one I missed. And let me go to his most recent posting. Here's one. This is also yesterday. Did you see that the FBI agent who was in charge of, and he's being paid. He's being paid by the FBI, so he's working for them. Who was in charge of the Russia hoax is being, quote, investigated, unquote. And remember, these investigations are all fakes, like John Durham, like Bill Barr, like Mueller. They're not investigations. They don't want the truth. Investigated for being paid by Russians while working in all of all places, the FBI. In other words, the people who were investigating me for Russia involvement were actually the ones involved with Russia. This could only happen to me. That's a good one. Not as powerful as the last one. And here's one. The radical left lunatics that are working hard to destroy our country. That's just a phrase from another post. That didn't. And he congratulates Don Lemon on getting demoted at CNN. He really digs in on Don Lemon, as Tucker Carlson says. Skip a few more. And let's go to the most recent. I'm going to hit refresh. And then I want to play, I want to go to back to the speech on Saturday, which I've listened to twice again since we met up yesterday. And this is where I need to get my pom-poms out. The greatest speech he's ever delivered. I know I've said that about in succession, probably every speech we've heard on this show. But this speech yesterday, I was trying to pick out some highlights for you. There aren't any. There aren't any highlights. It's all highlights. There's nothing you can delete. There's no fluff. And so I'm going to just play you a couple things here in a moment to share them with you. Where he that there is more red meat in this speech than in any he's previously given. It's 1 hour and 45 minutes long. By the time he reaches 30 minutes, as I was trying to find, well, I can't play 1 hour and 45 on our show here. We came lucky to get in 30 minutes, if that. It's hopeless. So I'll just get you a few little slices. But at the end of 30 minutes, I said to myself, I paused the video and I said I was watching the Right Side Broadcasting version. That's the best one in most cases. Right Side Broadcasting. They've devoted themselves to televising what Donald Trump putting it out on streaming video. What everything he's doing. The all patriot, all the time, all the way. When I got to 30 minutes and I paused it, I said to myself, "Well, okay. Well, what is he not? Is there anything he hasn't covered?" After 30, no, he had covered the world. He had covered American history. He had covered our current scene. He'd covered all important issues, and powerfully, intensely. After just 30 minutes, and I had 1 hour and 15 minutes more to go. This is incredible. Okay, look, let me go back. Let's not hear Kelso. Let's hear Trump. And here we go here. Get my recording fired up here. Okay, where are you, Mr. President? Let's see here. I should. Here it is. Here it is. Okay. And computer, please cooperate. As I attempt to do my own home production. Now, yesterday when we parted,
please welcome the 45th President of the United States, President Donald J. Trump.
Okay, yesterday we heard the crowd going wild at that moment. Now let's go forward. And let's just listen to, I'll just skip around.
I'm thrilled to be back.
Okay, we heard that too. Let's go forward more.
Threw open your borders and trampled on your values. And a poll just came out. Did you see it? I'm 18 points up on Biden. Who the hell wouldn't be? Who wouldn't be? Who wouldn't be? We won Ohio twice, and now we're way up higher. We won it in two landslides. And
now I'm going to skip ahead. I'm just hoping for some of these gems. Okay, here we go. I hate all I'm skipping through wonderful things. Who knows what I just chopped out?
Because they've never done what they do now is disgraceful. Everyone associated with this travesty will go down in history as scoundrels and arsonists who tried to demolish our justice system, shatter our most sacred traditions, and wipe out the very foundations of our democracy for their own selfish partisan gain and probably other reasons that we'll never know. You know, they spied on my campaign. Nobody likes to talk. They spied
now what you just,
on my campaign.
Now, what you just heard him do is what he does throughout this hour and 45 minutes. He transitioned effortlessly and seamlessly from prepared text, which, of course, he has on a teleprompter to the left and one to the right. Every great speaker has such a thing. And he transitioned, you just heard it, to extemporaneous speech. He goes back and forth. What a genius. The greatest speaker who's ever been before a crowd. I was trying to think, I was thinking about his delivery style, his volume level, the intensity level, and I was trying to think, how do you imitate that? Try it yourself. Try to sound like Trump. What he's doing requires so much energy. Just try it. You'll see. You, in your normal speaking voice, you're not doing it. He goes to a, I don't know what you call it, a hortatory. Would that be the right adjective? He goes to a profound, exhorting, inspiring level of volume and intensity, and he maintains it for an hour and 45 minutes effortlessly. He's the greatest speaker who's ever stood before a crowd. Okay, let's jump forward again here. By the way, you just got one of the gems. He said all the people involved in the crime going on right now against your country through Donald Trump, they're going through Donald Trump to get you. He said they will be remembered. And that's one thing we need to communicate to these bleep, insert your own word, these bleeps, put your own expletive in there. They need to know we are not going to forget you, and we're not going to let it go. Jackass, you're going to pay. Okay, here we go. I think they know, by the way. I think those people that desperately raided Mar-a-Lago, they know they're going to be fired. They were going to be fired before they did that, but I'll tell you, they're going to get a boot up the ass now.
Five, six, seven, eight. And now I filled up the strategic reserve, 75 million gallons.
Okay, this is something I've been missing. He's talking about the strategic oil reserve. They've dropped it down. Biden has sold, has pumped out more than 200 billion barrels of our reserve so that you drop the price of gas. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone.
And my producer just looked up the west degrees for where I am right now and where Round Rock is, where you send your support. I sure hope you're sending support. We're less than 1 degree. I'm 5 miles off from being straight north out of Round Rock, Texas. That's pretty interesting. Listen to this. Listen to Donald Trump here. Let me just go through some of the things I'm trying to find for you, Jims. He said, well, listen to him say it. Here he goes.
He's like a Democrat. The economy is crashing. Your 401ks are collapsing. Murder, shooting, stabbings. Rapes, carjackings are skyrocketing. Bloodthirsty criminals are laying waste to Democrat-run cities. The southern border has been completely erased. We no longer have a border. Think of it. 2 years ago, we had the strongest border in the history of our country. We no longer have a border. Our country is being invaded. It's an invasion by millions of illegal aliens from all over the planet, and left-wing sickos are pumping toxic anti-American propaganda into the minds of our beautiful youth. They're destroying our youth.
Now, notice that this is just for you speech writers out there and you speech makers. Notice the change in tone right there. Exhorting with some pretty good pumped up volume, and then he backs it down for an aside almost. I've never heard a speaker with this man's talent.
Choice this November is simple. If you want to continue this national catastrophe, vote for the radical left Democrats. Do it. Go ahead. You won't have a country left.
What a brilliant challenge. Go it. Do it. Go ahead. You won't have a country left. Do it. Go ahead. You won't have a country left. Brilliant. Brilliant. He just throws down the gauntlet. And notice he calls our enemies sickos. He doesn't mince words. He's changed the whole nature of conversation, the whole framework of everything we talk about is forever changed by this man. They have to get rid of him, and they have to expunge the memory of him. If they do get rid of him, they then have to erase the memory, which will be pretty hard to do. They have to change all the records. They have to steal the records, get rid of the records, delete the records, bleach bit the records. Exactly what George Orwell was writing about in 1984.
If you want to stop the destruction of America and really reinvigorate that good old-fashioned American dream, you must vote Republican. Have to do it.
Okay, let me skip forward. He has a good phrase here talking about the weapon. I'll let him say it. I just spoil stuff. Okay, here we go. Okay, here he goes.
January 6th, which I thought ended a couple of weeks ago when Liz Cheney lost by a record number. Nobody's ever lost so big in the country.
He ended her career. Trump did, single-handedly.
Remember this, the fake news I just watched. They said, what's she going to do? What's her next move? She has such a wonderful future. She lost by 40 points in a great state. She doesn't have a wonderful future. And now the unprecedented weaponization of the Justice Department and the FBI to break into and raid the home of a former president of the United States.
You heard the crowd. You can hear it. That's what I missed yesterday, was that emotion to break into the home of a former president. And you heard the crowd. They are pissed. They are pissed. You broke into, every one of them is thinking, you rifled through my wife's underwear. You went through my son's bedroom. You got your dirty jack boots all over my carpet in my bedroom. You pieces of garbage. That's the reaction to all of us. It's a gut feeling. Invaded. Peter Navarro put in leg irons at the airport. He's just trying to travel. We're all feeling those leg irons. We're going to fight. You're not doing this to us. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
We're back, folks. Hey, and we're happy to have James joining us from Vancouver. James, thank you for calling.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Hey, I apologize for yesterday. You know, while you and I, we were, making some brilliant points yesterday, but I was busy missing the big story, which is Donald Trump's post on his reaction. Imagine you or myself or anybody out there in the audience, you walk back into your house for the first time after it's been trampled, ransacked by over 30 goons. Throwing things around, stealing. Now, and when Trump says it'll never be the same again, you know, he has a number of properties, and this is heart-wrenching for him, because we all can see how much he loves Mar-a-Lago. And if you've ever been there, folks, you know why he loves it so much, why Marjorie Post set that up as her home, the Post Toasties fortune woman who sold her incredible home to Donald Trump. And it's changed for him. He may spend more time at some of his other properties. He's fled before from a property they ruined. He left Trump Tower, his fabulous, fabulous apartment at Trump Tower, where Barron was living and Melania. But imagine if you're Donald Trump and you know that these communists and the FBI, they can put a microphone inside of a the head of a pin. I don't know how small they can go. Who knows what technology? They have billions of dollars. But they could put microphones everywhere that you would never find. Different forms of microphones with different forms of signals, different forms of spying, cameras. So he'll never be able to be in his bedroom going, am I alone? Am I alone here in the bedroom with Melania? Are you bleep? You put your own word in, folks. I don't want to use these words on the air. Are you bleeps in the bedroom here with me and Melania? Are you spying on my son's bedroom? You bleeps. It'll never be the same. And and then imagine the things that they may have planted there. You can count on it. Let's put it this way, folks. These people who are controlling our, who control our government are the worst bleeps ever in American history. They are pure traitors. They are pure communists. They are pure criminals. This is not a disagreement over political philosophy. These aren't just socialists. This isn't some socialist figure from American history, and we're having a disagreement over free enterprise versus social. No. These are criminals. This is Lavrenti Beria. Think of every single one of these people. Peter Strzok, his girlfriend Lisa Page, they're all equal, tantamount to Lavrenti Beria. Read the story of Lavrenti Beria among the Bolsheviks. These are killers. These are people who relish your death. They relish torturing you. They relish putting you in leg irons. They hate America. They hate the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. They hate it. They don't just disregard it. They despise it. They want to destroy it. How did we get here? How did these people take over? And they have. And you know what this, sorry to talk on so much here, but I just thought of a mental image that kind of somewhat is analogous to where we are now. Imagine folks, when good cops, and most cops are really good people, very brave people protecting you. Imagine when cops turn on their blue lights behind a car that has in it someone who has committed murders, has committed rapes, is wanted for all these crimes at the wheel of this car that just got the blue lights behind it. And what do they sometimes do, these people? These are the people that have taken over our country. They are guilty of these, of murders, rapes of our country, raping and murdering our country. And we're the blue lights. We just blue lighted them. Now, what does such a criminal do sometimes? They run. And when they run, they get desperate. Now, I'm telling you right now, these Democrats, these Pelosi, Schumer, Biden people, they're running. They've got they're up to 120 miles an hour. And they are running and they're risking everything. And they know, all analogies break down at some point, but they're like that person going 120 miles an hour with 20 cops behind them and helicopters overhead. And they know that if they get caught, they're finished. They've got to escape. And these Democrats say they've got to finish the job on America, because if we take our country back, they're finished. They can't let us take the country. They're up to 120 miles an hour, and there's the pedals to the metal. They're going to go faster. And we're going to catch
them. Can I say something here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I say something? Okay, sure. Lavrenti Beria killed my doctor's wife's sister, okay?
Wow.
My doctor's wife, her sister, was murdered by Lavrenti Beria. So, and I heard the whole story.
Wow.
So,
well, see.
She was... Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead, please.
No, she was arrested because Beria was arresting someone in her building. That woman who he was arresting had borrowed... My doctor's, his wife's sister had borrowed her iron. And she knocked in the door to get her iron back, and the secret police and Beria were there, so they hauled her off too. And then they took her out and shot her. So she wasn't guilty of anything or whatever. She was just there innocently. That's the story there.
Right. And so, folks, what a story, James. And you'll confirm this. What's psychologically, what's in operation there? They, if they know that the woman they just, like, this person that James knows of that in his own personal story, they don't, it doesn't matter to them whether they know or not. They don't care if the person's innocent, that did nothing wrong.
Right.
They kill the person because they're innocent. That's what right. terrorism is. They want right. you. They want you to not be able to, go. Oh, okay. I haven't done anything. I'm safe. No, you're not safe. Doesn't matter. They want you frozen. They want to kill you because you're good. That's the nature of evil. That's what is at the heart. The heart of darkness. The heart of evil is it wants to kill you. Ultimately, whether it is take away your job, harass you, sick 87,000 IRS agents on you. Those are all forms of destroying your life, which ultimately amounts to an effort to destroy you or to kill you. And it sometimes takes the actual mm-hmm. literal form of killing you. But they want to do it because you're right. good. And they hate you because you're good. They are evil. These are rapists, murderers, socially and every other way speaking. They're at 120 mm-hmm. miles an hour. And so they are running the red lights right now. The border is open. The economy is crashing. They're injecting people. They're still firing people for not getting the lethal injection, even though right. it's like, you know what the refusal rate, this is wonderful. I heard this, I think, on Alex Jones today. The refusal rate on the lethal injection, guess where what the percentage is now, James? How many people? What percentage high. Of people? Yeah, the percentage of people.
Here in England, it's quite high. Go ahead.
Well, here in the U.S., it's 99%. 99%. In other words, people have gotten the word, and they're saying, what did John Rich sing? You take your shot and shove it.
Right. By the way, the doctor I speak of, his father was taken out by Vladimir Lenin and shot. So he had these people I talked to, they had direct experience with Lenin and Stalin via burial. Wow. So I know of what I speak.
Yeah, no, this is, and we're so lucky to have you calling into the show, James, because this is what we need. We need people who know because they've seen with their own eyes.
You know, it's one thing, sorry to interrupt, but it's one thing to have people who are these commentators who read things out of books, but it's quite another thing when you have a woman half crazed in tears describing how her sister was taken out and shot. And then, of course, my doctor's situation, you see. These things are not in books, right? You have to live this to get to know what really is going on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, and I think this is something that's happened to Donald Trump. Not that he needed, he didn't need conversion, but when he walked into his bedroom, I guarantee you, just kind of thinking about what I've heard about Donald Trump, you don't wear your shoes in Donald Trump's bedroom. Barron doesn't wear his shoes in Donald Trump's bedroom.
Of course not. Nobody wears shoes in somebody who's invited them in, if they're the owner or something like that. You know, it's common sense. But these are, this is like the Bolsheviks, the Cheka, the KGB, whatever you want to call it. This is what these people are.
Yeah, and the ransacking of his house, folks, of his home, just as James was talking about, dragging out innocent people and shooting them, just shoot them in the alley. Or shoot him in the street, shoot him in front of people. Ransacking his house, that's not a mistake. It wasn't, it's 30 senior FBI people in there. They didn't goof up. They did this deliberately. They didn't go through Melania's underwear by mistake. There's no FBI agents going to be fired for violation of policy for going through trying to add to his lingerie collection with a Melania underwear. No. They did this deliberately, and the child abuse of going after Barron's room, that's Beria and the KGB, that was one of their specialties, terrorizing people by shooting their children. How they extracted confessions. By the way, I don't have this queued up, and I wanted to play it, but it's in the speech that Trump just gave. He said, Trump said, because he's gotten the word from his people around him. He said, what the FBI is doing, they're going to the people around me and they're saying, make up a story about Donald Trump or you're going to prison for 10 years. Make up a story or you're going to prison for 10 years. He said they're doing this to everyone around Donald Trump. Now that, folks, James can confirm it. That's exactly a little bit more exacerbated with the Lavrenti Beria. What Beria said is you confess in this case that Donald Trump did this or did that, or you're getting a bullet in the head when I count to five.
Yeah.
That's how Barry would do it.
You might get the bullet in the head regardless. This is how it works. Is even if you're on your knees confessing and crying, you're going to get yourself shot maybe anyway, because then they'll say, well, you know, this and this and this. And then after it's all done, they'll say, well, I'm hungry. Let's go eat. This is how they'll do it. Let's go eat.
Exactly.
In China, I used to hear that all the time. When the communists, well, let's go eat, you know. Dirty tricks, let's go eat.
Oh, okay, yeah, exactly. See, again, this is the voice of experience talking, folks. We need to listen to this. What he's just said is very true. After you've confessed and, you know, wet your pants, and you betrayed your, let's say, your spouse, you betrayed your spouse because they said, when we count to five, we're going to shoot you. Well, then you betray your spouse. And by the way, Orwell put this in 1984. Winston Smith betrayed his lover, and she betrayed him, and it broke both of them. But the goal is to break you, to kill you, so that you're in a living death. But they may just say, "Wait a minute, this guy who just did everything we told him to do, now we have to shoot him because he knows too much."
Well, and it's also look at Kafka. The trial, they break your mind, and once you're broke, then they shoot you because it's showing other people. See, they would make some excuse why they did it, and then everybody would learn a lesson, because in the communist situation, when you're in the communist party, okay, and this has been explained to me in the Long March that Mao Zedong was doing in China. every night they would have Dojung. I think I mentioned this before. Dojung means a challenge, and someone would be challenged. And then that person would be challenged, and they would say, well, this comrade has broken the rules. And that guy would have to defend himself in front of 1,000 people why he should be executed, you see. And so it would be like a fest of a blood fest. Should we kill him or should we not kill him? So during the day, excuse me, all the communists in this long march were wondering who is going to be made an example of that night. That's how they got the discipline, you see, because you would never know.
See? Wow.
This is how they played.
Let that sink in.
Yes. And Mikhail Borodin from Russia, he came down to China and showed them how to do that. See, you keep all the comrades, you keep them guessing. See, who's going to be taken on a shot tonight for the good of the party, for the good of the revolution? You know?
Wow. You see, now, James, you and others who know, who can write authoritatively, can speak, you're reaching lots of people right now with what you're just saying, and many of them may not have ever heard it. The way you describe this, that everybody is worried that it will be them tonight. I've never heard it quite that way. And imagine what that does to you. Imagine, folks, put yourself in that position. And then this is not, you know, in the past up to now, James, you've had direct experience because people in your circle have been affected directly. For me, it's been an academic thing. I read Souls Innocent. I read this. I read about Pol Pot and so on. But I lived in a surfer's paradise in California where, you know, the only big issue each day was, is the surf up and where is it breaking and can I get out before other people?
Yeah.
How many great waves can I catch? But folks, we're not in that world anymore. We're in the world James is describing. And we've got to learn from the people who, like James, were telling us this is where they want to take you. They want you terrified. They want to destroy your family, destroy your life, and get this, with the reference to Kafka and Orwell, and Borodin, they want to destroy your mind. And when your mind is destroyed, think about it. Imagine yourself with your mind destroyed, folks. You are at the end of 1984, Winston Smith, at the end, he's drinking his cheap gin, which is provided for free by the government to keep everybody semi-inebriated. He's drinking his cheap gin, and he's sitting at the table, and Big Brother comes up on the screen. That's everywhere. It's, you know, everywhere. The Big Brother can see you everywhere, and you have to look at him everywhere. And Winston Smith, at the end, with a tear drops into his gin, and he realizes he now loves Big Brother. His mind is gone. Well, James, the can you stick with me, or do you have to go?
Yeah, I'm here. Oh, hang on.
Okay, we'll listen to James right after this break, folks.
The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The DOJ is appealing the decision to appoint a special master in the Trump case. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. Yes, the Justice Department has appealed the ruling on a special master in the Trump Mar-a-Lago case, saying that the investigation could be irreparably injured by a pause. Really? The DOJ didn't seem bothered by a pause when they waited 3 months before the raid. In fact, the DOJ didn't seem bothered at all when Trump cooperated back in April. What damage could possibly be done by waiting for an independent third party to review the seized documents? Maybe the Department of Justice just doesn't want an independent third party to see the stuff at all. We already know the FBI took documents protected by the attorney-client privilege. What else may they have taken? Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Yes, my opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started, cause I can get right.
Well, Merle, your opinion is not all out of style. It's very in style with this audience. And we just got one more little segment left. James is with us, and we've been really blessed by James's recounting of real, direct knowledge of how these people operate. And James, if you would, please just listen with me. We're going to hear Donald Trump describe these people. He makes the point. They have no morals. They have no morals. Listen to this. It's important to remember this, because good people find it hard to imagine that there are people that enjoy pulling out your nails one at a time. There are such people. They run our country right now.
Doesn't have a wonderful future. And now the unprecedented weaponization of the Justice Department and the FBI to break into and raid the home of a former president of the United States. And the people behind these savage witch hunts have no shame, no morals, no conscience, and absolutely no respect for the citizens of our country. And I really believe it's 200 million people we're talking about, not the 75 million, which is a record in the history of our country for a sitting president, not the 75 million people that voted. I think it's a lot more than that.
It is.
For six straight years, I've been harassed, investigated, defamed, slandered, and persecuted like no other president and probably like no one in American history. Yet all I have ever wanted and all we've ever fought for is to simply, very simply, make America great again.
And the crowd goes wild because he has his hand on the heartbeat of America. And the crowd is going wild there because that's all they want. They want their great country back. And we're now realizing that Lavrenti Beria, the modern version of Beria, has taken over our country. And we are now seeing, with such things as the raid, the ransacking of the president's home, we're seeing what they have in mind for all of us. James, do you want to end up the show here with another of your brilliant observations?
Yeah, well, the reason why my doctor and his wife survived the Russian Revolution is because they were living in China at the time. And it's only when the sister went back to Russia and my doctor's father went back to Russia after the revolution, that's how they got into trouble. But they had been living in freedom in China, you see.
Yeah, and remember, folks, at this time of history, China was not a communist nation.
Right,
that was
right.
Engineered. That was engineered by the Bolsheviks in Russia, who succeeded in overthrowing the legitimate government of China in 1949.
Right, and that's how they survived, and that's how often people survive, is they're not in the country when these revolutions are going down, and they survive because they fall through the cracks. I'll let you go.
Well, again. Thank you, James. Thank you for a great show, James. Thank you very much. And folks, we'll meet up again tomorrow night here in the Trump Clubhouse. Thanks for joining us tonight. See you then.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.